Hayem yem chof alef odasheni. Hatzemach Tzedek omar b'siyum siper hanal chof odasheni. The Tzemach Tzedek said as he concluded telling the story that we had in yesterday's Hayem yem of chof odasheni, where he relates to the Rebbe Marash what he heard from the Alter Rebbe, that the Magid empowered him by teaching him about the fire that you have to ignite the passion in order to be able to stand up against the opposition of the Misnagdim, to eradicate the no, eradicate the negativity. So the Tzemach Tzedek concludes the story, and he says, Zikni, my grandfather, Rabbeinu Azok and Alter Rebbe, who Moshe Rabbeinu the Teres Chassidus Chabad. He is the Moshe Rabbeinu of the teachings of Chabad. Be Moshe Omre Razal, She HaToyro Nitno Loi, El Shano Hagbo Toiv Ayin. About Moshe, the Gemara says that the Torah was given to him, but he conducted himself in a very generous way by sharing it with all the Yidden. So just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, Eish Tomid, this steady fire, Ho'eliki, this godly fire, Hanigea L'Teres Chassidus Chabad, that is relevant to the teachings of Chabad, Nosan Rava Magid L'Zikni. The Magid gave it to my grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. V'Zikni, Nohag Bo Teiv Ayin, V'Yitno L'Chol Ho'eskim B'Teres Chassidus. And he was generous to share it with all those who occupy themselves and study the teachings of Chassidus. Borderly, it is clear to me, Asher Kol Haloim Edim Chavere, that whoever studies with his fellow, Ume'erer Boi Esha'esh Tomid Ho'aliki, and he arouses within him the steady passion, the steady godly fire, Hineis Choroi Itay. His reward is there with him. Asher Schusay Zeh Lo'tichbe Lo'ad. That this merit will never be extinguished. This is a long letter from the Friedrich Rebbe, of which many Hayim names were taken, and the Friedrich Rebbe talks about a very specific situation where the Rebbe Rashab had a yechidus by the Rebbe Marash, and the Rebbe Marash described to him that sometimes it is possible that your yetzer hara, your evil inclination, can enclose himself and wrap himself in the clothing of a very frum, sincere Jew, and even a chassidish Jew. And the Rebbe Rashab was very overwhelmed by this. How is it possible that we should have a chassidish yetzer hara? And for several days, he was very upset. On the third day, he went to the Rebbe Marash for yechides, and there he got his comfort. At that yechides, the Rebbe Marash told him this story about the Alter Rebbe, who heard this Torah from the Magid, who told him that you have to bring your fire, and that your fire will draw a higher fire. Your fire is the passion to be able to stand up against those who oppose Chassidus. But once you will stand up against them, the Eibishter will not only help you extinguish the negativity, but rather he will transform the negativity to positivity. And this, the Alter Rebbe says, my teacher told me 10 times in order to implant it and to engrave it in my 10 faculties. So it's a machzede concluded, and this is today's Hayem Yem. My grandfather is like Moshe Rabbeinu. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu behaved very generously, even though the Torah was given to him, as the Pasuk says, Ksov lecho, write the Torah for you, yet he shared it with others. What does it mean the Torah was given only for Moshe? That when Moshe went up to get the second set of luchas, the Eibishter taught him Torah Shebal Peh, and he taught him pilpula deraisa. He taught him how to delve and pilpul and dig deeper into Torah. And this was given just for Moshe. But Moshe was generous and he shared it with all the Yidden. So the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek concludes that this is what the Alter Rebbe did as well. This passion that the Magid gave to the Alter Rebbe, he shared it with all the Chassidim. So when a Chassid learns with another Chassid and he arouses within him this fire, this godly fire, this merit will stand by him. It will never be extinguished. It is the Eish Tomid. It is the eternal flame that stays on forever. So our Rebbe once addressed this, the message to us. One should never satisfy himself by studying Chassidus just for himself, but you have to spread the teachings of Chassidus to the point of extinguishing the negativity. And not only extinguishing the negativity, but rather you will transform the negativity. And they will serve as merits, like a Baal Tshuva, that a Baal Tshuva stands in a higher level even than a Tzaddik. And this the Alter Rebbe gave to every Chosid. And don't be satisfied that you have a passion for yourself, and you had passion in the past, but you have to have a constant passion and never have a coldness, because the minute that you are cold, the negativity will sneak in. This is what a Amolek does. And when you have this passion, it is eternal. It'll never be extinguished. And not only that, but you will transform the negativity to positive.